Well, good morning. Welcome to The Drive. It is April 6th, and hope you guys had a good week. It is Saturday on, 5:39 in the morning, 57 degrees. It seems like it's going to turn out to be another beautiful day. And I am just about to drive, and let me just read this verse, and then I'll pull out of my driveway and head on out. As we've been looking at the parables of Jesus, looking at the different kinds of soils or grounds, he says, after all that, he says, then the righteous shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. All right. Let me get out of here. I love that. The righteous shall shine like the sun in the kingdom. You know, this world is dim. I always think of it like that. This world is dim. When I was going through seminary, one of the things that someone said, I don't know if it was a teacher or I don't know, they say creation sings in a minor key. And if you're a musician, know anything about music, you know that major keys are very bright, very happy, very, like, I don't want to say poppy, but basically they're just upbeat, right? They're happy tunes, right? And then when you go to a minor key or play a song with a lot of minors in it, it's a little bit darker. It's not as bright. It's not as like peppy or whatever you want to, however you want to term it. But creation sings in a minor key, right? And we're in a fallen world. And still, can we enjoy God's creation? Absolutely. It declares the glory of God, right? It shows us and demonstrates to us the amazingness and the vastness of our Creator. Definitely. Even in a fallen world. But this world is dim. It's not bright. It's dark, and it's getting darker. And here's the thing. This is why it's so important to proclaim the truth, to live life for the Lord, to share the gospel. It's all important because we're the light shining in this dim world. That's what it means to be witnesses. You know, that this Sunday we're going to talk about the ascension of Jesus and post-ascension. In other words, we're going to look at the end of one of the Gospels and then look at the beginning of the book of Acts. What happened after Jesus ascended? Well, the Holy Spirit came down to help believers, to guide them, to give them, to speak through them, to strengthen them, to give them wisdom, sometimes to gently rebuke them. That's what the Spirit does. Spirit, he does a lot of work, right? Third person of the Trinity. But we're looking at that because it didn't just end at Jesus' resurrection. And that's just what's been in my heart this year, especially as we looked at the birth of Christ, the death of Christ, or the crucifixion, and then the resurrection of Christ. I'm like, I don't want to leave out the ascension. I feel like I would be dishonoring the whole progression of what we're looking at if I leave out the ascension of Jesus, because I think the ascension is essential for many reasons. But post-ascension, we are to shine as lights in this world. The Bible calls us to be representatives of Jesus, ambassadors for the truth, for the gospel. That's our commission. That's the Great Commission. And that's something that we get to do. Isn't that amazing? To shine as lights. What does that mean? Well, be an example of what a Christian looks like, sounds like. And I'm not talking about outward. I'm not talking about what clothes do Christians wear. You know, we're all different. They're all different kinds of styles. I'm talking about the character, the inward person that it was renewed and that is being renewed continually day by day. It's a process of sanctification, but we get to display that to others. We're not trying to show off. We're not trying to boast in ourselves. We want to magnify the Lord. We want to boast in Him. If there's any change and if there's any good in me, it's not because of me. It's because of the Lord. Because of what God is doing in my life. You know, shining as lights also has to do with words. Some people say, oh, the words you say don't matter. They do matter. They matter a lot. Go through the Word of God. Do a word study on the importance of what we say. And pretty amazing. We don't want any corrupt word to come out of our mouth, but only what would bring grace and edification to the hearers. Like, we want to make sure our words are encouraging. We want to make sure our words glorify God. We're not supposed to sound like the world. If you sound like the world, well, then you're not really set apart as a Christ follower. And that includes what we say. So important. So incredibly important. And so, we're to shine as lights with our actions, with our words, and with our reactions, you know? A lot of the times, we don't have much control in this life because we go to work and maybe we have bosses and they tell us to do things and they're a certain way, and it's like we don't want to be like the world. We don't want to just fit in and blend in. We're not called to. We're called to stand out. See, on the backdrop, see this. Think about this world. On the backdrop of darkness, which is this world, the only glimmer of light are those Christ followers who are genuinely and truly following Him. Because listen, it's not our light. It's not like we have a light. It's like Jesus is the light of the world. And he needs to shine through us, you see. We're not like, I am a light because I am a Christ. No, like, we do not take credit for that at all, right? Like, that is all of the Lord. It's like when someone says, wow, you this and this. They give you a compliment or something, you know. And it's like, well, that's all the Lord. You redirect it right away. You reflect the praise up to God rather than like taking it upon yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think that needs to be a habit we need to foster and cultivate, because sometimes we're like, yeah, you know, I guess I am pretty good. I guess I did do well. I mean, I'm a hard worker. I put the hours in, so yeah, it's all because of me. No, it's not. It's all because of the Lord. He was in control from start to finish. Like, He gave you the strength to do that thing, to accomplish that task, to overcome that feat. And so it's all the Lord. So we shine lights in a lot of ways, you know, shine as light in the kingdom of God. But some main ways are in our actions, in our words, and in our reactions. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Saturday. And praying for you guys. Love you guys. And we'll talk to you first thing Monday morning. Take care.